Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Requirement. This is the third in the short discourses I'm giving on God's case. Preface and reminder, and now requirement. Micah 6, 6 to 7. Let me read it to you. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? With calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? With 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Micah chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Requirement. Is this what God requires? That's the point. To worship God, to sacrifice, to atone for sin. Is this what God requires? Well, evidently it's not, because the next verse, verse 8, goes on, He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, and so on. Now, remember, this is an old covenant, this is Israel, this is Judah, and the Jews are saying, well, we offer burnt offerings, you know, verse 6. We offer calves, verse 6 again, you get it? A year old in their prime, yes. We offer rams, indeed we offer thousands of rams, verse 7. We pour out rivers of oil. And God requires all this, you know, in the law. Oh yes, we're keeping to the book. We're doing what God wants. We're meeting all that He requires, all according to Scripture. You can hear them talking about it. But something is missing. And what is missing is the vital part. They've got the form. They've got the outward. But something is missing. They can obey God's word, as it were, externally. But there's something missing. And so they add to it. They'll even sacrifice their firstborn. Shall we do that, they said? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Is that what God wants? Shall I copy the pagans? Is that what they want? Is that what God wants from me? No, 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 no. God doesn't want just mere obedience, as it were, an external obedience. Christ was very clear, Matthew 15, verse 8, this people draw near to me with their lips, they keep the rules, but they're breaking God's command. They're not drawing near to me with their hearts. With their lips they say this, with their actions they say that. Oh yes, they seem to be doing it, but their hearts are far from me. And God doesn't want paganism. You can say that again. What's the lesson for us in the new covenant? My brother and sister, we can be externally correct and orthodox and upright, and our hearts can be far, far from God. It's not just simply orthodoxy. God wants our hearts. Give me thine heart, my son. That's what God wants. We know we can go the way of the pagans. God isn't pleased with that. I hope the churches are listening. But it's a word for the unbeliever too. There's nothing you can offer to God to atone for your sin. The offering has been made, and it is the blood of Jesus Christ. But this is mainly a word for believers. And Isaac Watts put it like this: God is a spirit, just and wise. He sees our inmost mind. In vain to heaven we raise our cries and leave our souls behind. Is that possible? Of course it is. Nothing but truth before his throne. With honour can appear, yes, truth is essential. The painted hypocrites are known through the disguise they wear. Yes, God sees through the sham. Their lifted eyes salute the skies, their bended knees the ground. But God abhors the sacrifice where not the heart is found. And that's it, you see. Lord, search my thoughts and try my ways, and make my soul sincere. Then shall I stand before thy face and find acceptance there. My brother and sister, unbeliever, come to God with the heart, not just externally. I say that to myself. How deeply do we need to be taught this?